There is a story here. So this is a bit complicated, and what we've done is we've divided the patients in the TAC trial along with a lot of other taxane studies and taken the patients who were ER positive, HER2 positive, ER negative, HER2 positive, and then the ER positive, negative, yes. So you can see there's four groups there. And for the patients who are HER2 positive, there does seem to be a trend towards an overall benefit for adding taxanes, but not really intact. The ER negative HER2 positives, it looks like everyone's coming up with a signal here that the addition of this drug called docetaxel, which gives you terrible arthralgia, fills up my ward with neutropenic septic patients and is generally a pretty unlovely drug, really probably should be targeted at this group here. If you look here, the ER positive HER2 negative subgroup, which actually most patients fall into this category, then you're really starting to see the evidence for benefit in that group beginning to fall off. So, you know, if we're smart, we can probably avoid using very toxic drugs in all of our patients. So that's really the summary.